not knowing what they're doing. That terrifies me. Because it is written, if anyone do that in an unworthy manner. Ooh. Now, he brings this up concerning, look at verse 19, he says, what am I saying? That the idol is anything? Because he's going back to the idolatry. The whole subject here is idolatry. Flee from idolatry, because it destroyed the Israelites. The cup of blessing. So, the drink we drink and the food we eat, it is his blood and body. And so he's saying is, well, look it. Those who eat the sacrifices are partakers of the altar. And so the whole point is what am I saying, that an idol is anything, or that which is offered? Is no. But the Gentiles are sacrificing to devils and not to God. Meaning when you partake of what is offered on their idol, you are a partaker of their altar. And in a sense, remember, I would not that you should have fellowship with devils. The word fellowship is koinonos, which is the same thing as communion. I wish that you should not have communion with devils. It should be translated because it's the same word. A little different form. Same word though. You know, I would not that you should commune with devils. You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of devils. See, the point is, the cup we drink is the cup of the Lord. Now, what if we're getting that drink from the idol's temple? Right? It's sort of like, well, now we're mixing it. What if the food, what if we're going to have our little love feast and we bring our food from the idol's temple? Now, we don't have the idol's temple anymore. Well, we kind of do. It's called a church these days. You know? And what they offer is that wafer and that wine. The blood and the wine, the ritual they do. To me, it's just food. Okay? I mean, I could eat that food. Right? But they're offering it to an idolatrous Christ. How can I eat with them? But I can go down and have their breakfast, and I'll discern the Lord's body there. Weird, huh? It's kind of a different way of looking at things. I know some people are going to disagree with me vehemently. Fortunately, most of them aren't listening. So, you cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of devils. You cannot be a partaker of the Lord's table and the table of devils. You know, when these things come together, remember, what you eat, the cup you bless. What cup of blessing? Don't you bless all your food? Jesus took bread, break it. He blessed it. Thank you, Father. What the heck do you think you're doing when you sit down to dinner? You are partaking of his body. Oh, no, no, Paul. No, yes, yes. As oft as you do it in remembrance of me. Why do you think you thank God when you sit down to eat? Again, I believe in an everyday Jesus. I don't believe in a weekend Jesus. I don't believe in a ritual Jesus. I believe I honor God every day alike. You know what I mean? And I also honor every meal alike. Every meal is the body and blood of Jesus Christ. I believe sincerely that is what he was teaching. As oft as you do it in remembrance of me. What is he saying? Start baking special wafers? Start making special wine? Create a ritual around this? No, he meant every time you sit down and have an eat, remember me. My blood. My body. Remember. And again, we're going back to what Paul says here. You mingle that which comes out of that which is sacrificed to an idol. It's funny because he says the idol is nothing, but on the other hand, he's saying, hey, consider. Remember Revelation, it says, Jezebel seduced his servants to commit fornication and to eat things sacrificed to idols. Because they have conscience of the idol. And then it's sin. Do we provoke the Lord to jealousy? Oh, Be careful. Are we stronger than him? No. Let us not tempt Christ, verse 9 says. We want to test him?
Do you really love me? I can do anything then, right?
Wrong. All things are lawful for me. Going back in context, you know what I mean? It's like, yeah, I can eat anything I want, but sin isn't lawful. All things that are otherwise, meaning it's the law of the New Testament. All things, you know, again, I can wear any kind of clothes, right? Not all clothes are expedient, you know? Like I said, I could wear anything I want, but what if I wore all leather, you know, kind of what do they call it? Like those leather get-ups for bondage and S&M, sadomasochism, pain and sexual immorality. Type stuff, there's a certain, some things, speak to a certain sinfulness, right? So some people say, oh, no, there's no particular devil's music or whatever. It's like, everything's all right. Oh, no, there is. I don't know if it's rock and roll necessarily. Some of it is devilish, right? Yeah, but some stuff is never appropriate for worship. Would you go into church and expect to hear worship music that sounds like... it's a circus music. Clown music. You think the clown music is appropriate for the worship of God? Doesn't make any sense. Right? Because there's a certain spirit attached. Now, it's nothing. But again, the thing is, like those leather get-ups, they're nothing. But what? To those who have conscience of them, which is most everybody, you put something like that on, you're going to be judged a certain way. Even if you don't mean it, Now, you have knowledge. You know you can wear anything and it doesn't mean anything. But to those people, it does. Same, that's what things offer to idols. It's stuff that otherwise would be, that is not explicitly, in and of itself, it's not illegal in Christ.